The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, everybody, we welcome you back again to Winchester, Kansas, where the ladies' game in the book, and now the guys are coming out of the court. We're about ready to get underway with this one. A couple of teams have played last way back on December the 17th, and JCN came away with a close 38-34 win in that game. Changes in the lineups for these teams, and it's going to be interesting to see how this thing gets underway. Now, they tap the ball four times, and the official says you can't do that. We're going to throw that thing in the air again. A couple of really tall guys getting up to tip this away, and it's going to be up and controlled down by JCN, and we're underway. Let's take a look at the starters for these teams. First of all, for Pleasant Ridge and head coach Isaac Jaramillo, they are 10-2 in the conference, 13-3 on the season. And we're going to get a quick whistle and a quick foul. Foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, and it's going to be on Logan Buying. JCN will be putting it in play from the far side. It's going to be Walker Adams and Devin Stutes, Braden Howard, Justin Johnson, and Logan Buying. Those are going to be the starting five for the Rams for JCN and head coach Tanya Kramer. A little bit of a different look. They've got freshman Andrew Baker starting tonight with Caleb Worthington and Carson Worthington. You got Carson McAfee and Ryan Felke, but now the ball's going to be knocked away from JCN, and the outlet pass down the court. Three bodies are on the floor. The ball rolls out of play, and let's see which way it is going to go. Back it will come to Jefferson County North. JCN is looking for a bounce-back game. Their last outing at Horton was, in all candor, a stunning loss. And now we're going to have a JCN player. Wait a minute. We've got to stop the game here a little bit. What's going on? They're going to play with four? No, they can't make the switch. The officials did not allow the switch to be made, and now we're going to get a timeout. This game is not being well officiated right out of the gate. Again, we've got one veteran and two very, very, very young officials here, and this is going to be a high-energy, high-speed kind of a game that they're going to have to get up to speed with pretty quickly. Here comes Pleasant Ridge with the basketball. We're about a minute in. Here's the alley-oop and the lob and the bucket. How about that? As quickly as that, and this is what we're going to have tonight. That lob was into Braden Howard. Braden skies up, throws it down to the first point of the night, belong to Pleasant Ridge. We're just a little over a minute in. Now the pass into the middle is going to be knocked away, but rescued out on top. JCN is going to hold on to it. Carson McAfee dumps it over to the left side to Caleb Worthington. Now the feet over to the left, backing in Brian Feldkamp. Double team down there, kicks it back out on top. That's going to be Grady Knoll coming into the game, and it'll be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Back it will come to JCN. McAfee will do the inbound work right in front of the Pleasant Ridge student section to my left. 6.5 to play in the opening quarter. 2-0. Ridge with the early lead. Dribbling it out on top is going to be Caleb Worthington. Swings it back over to the left. McAfee looks to the middle. Tries to get inside, and the pass is going to be not pulled down by Felkamp. Didn't throw a hand in the air, and the ball is going to come down the right side. The feed underneath, the shot is up. It's rejected. Batted around, and JCN is going to save it. And now we're going to have a foul call down to the lane side against Pleasant Ridge. The whistle is going to be on Justin Johnson. It'll be his first. Two team fouls now for Ridge. And JC will be putting it in play from the very end at the backcourt against full court pressure. It will come in to Caleb Worthington. Caleb doubled up in the backcourt. You got to break this press with outlet passes. And again, JCN throws it away. Trying to get the ball into the forecourt. The pressure is causing them some problems. 6:09 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 2-0 Pleasant Ridge lead. Rams are going to be putting it in play. Ridge in the traveling navy with gold. JCN into the home whites with green. They'll swing it over to the right side. It'll be Logan Dying with it there. Now out on top. Cutting in the middle is going to be Stutes. Dishes it back to the left side. The drive into Walker. Back to Stutes. Baseline three. No, and we've got an offensive foul called on Walker. So the foul is going to be whistled on Walker Adams. It'll be his first. And very quickly, the aggressive play by Pleasant Ridge is translating into a lot of fouls early. And here's JC and will break the press with the long pass. And driving down, Belkamp, jump shot, well short, getting his own rebound, spinning into the middle, tries to go up with a shot, and there's going to be another foul on Pleasant Ridge. This one is going to be, this time I think, on Braden. It will be. Braden Howard picking up his first foul. So in the first 2:20 of the game, Pleasant Ridge has committed four fouls. At the free throw line, first point of the game for JC and has scored by Ryan Feldkamp. He'll hit the first free throw. It is now 2-1. Second free throw, and we're tied at 2. 5:40 to play here in the opening quarter. And the upcourt pass by Pleasant Ridge is going to be thrown away into the crowd on the far side. Devin Stutes just could not quite catch up to it. JC is going to have it back from the far side. It'll be put in play for the Chargers by Carson. Carson Worthington gets it to Carson McAfee. McAfee being guarded hard all the way up the floor. He's able to get into the forecourt, strings it down the right side, now reverses direction, comes out to the top, kicks it over to the right edge again. Worthington will handle it with 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. A tie game of two. Top side is going to be Caleb Worthington to Carson Worthington. The twins, hard to tell them apart. They were 22-2, so that doesn't help much. Back to the left is going to be McAfee. He looks into the middle to clear defense by Pleasant Ridge. Is tough, and now reaching in, another foul is going to be called. And then it's going to be reaching foul on Braden Howard, and he will very quickly be saddled with his second personal foul. A coach has not taken him out of the game yet. I figured maybe two quick fouls, and he would remove him for a little bit, but has not done that. Now the ball, McAfee feeds to the top of the key. JC will clear it over to the left side. Driving in is going to be Carson Worthington. Brings it back out on top. Dumps it off down low. Caleb, the feed, the 15-foot shot. A little wide to the right side by Andrew Baker. And the rebound will be out of play into the corner. And it will go back to Pleasant Ridge. No, wait. Now they're going to switch it back to JC. And now the officials are going to have a little powwow. The official near the ball points one way. The official across the court points the other. And they're going to get their heads together, and they're going to say it's JC in basketball. A little shaky here, 4:41 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 2-2 ball game. JC in brings it in, out on top, the three, no. And a rebound, pulled down. Way upstairs goes Braden Howard for the rebound. Howard will bring it all the way up the floor himself, dump it over to the left side. No pass into the middle, they kick it back out on top. Fying will drive down to the right, over there comes to Adams. Walker drives, shoots, scores. Walker Adams picking up his first point of the game, and it is a 4-2 Pleasant Ridge lead. And now a collision to the backcourt, and an offensive foul is going to be called on James Pena. Walker Adams goes nose-to-nose with Carson Worthington, and the official runs up and gets between him. Carson Worthington, foul number one. And now we're going to see Pleasant Ridge take Braden Howard out of the game, and their first substitution, coming in off the bench, you'll find sophomore Lucas Buying. This is high-intensity basketball here with 4:10 to go, nearing midpoint of the opening quarter. We got a long way to go in this one. Rams with the basketball, leading it by a pair. Adams will go into the middle, and he is run into, and he'll have a foul call. And we're going to have a second foul on Carson Worthington. Carson will come out and end of honor for JCN. Let me check my scorebook. It's going to be Grady. So Grady Knoll will come into the game as Carson Worthington will check out of JCN, goes to the 2-3 zone defense. That will invite this. The three-point shot set sail and missed by Walker Adams. Very, very short. Long rebound, Devin Stutes. Rams are going to keep control of the basketball. It is a 4-2 Pleasant Ridge lead. It's still 3:45 to play. Another one's going to be stolen away by McAfee. He'll race down court. Dish it over to the left side. Reverse layup misses. And a rebound and a JCN foul. Rich was coming over the scorer's table to let us know it is going to be on Caleb. So Caleb Worthington, foul number one. It'll be team foul three, JCN. Pleasant Ridge has committed six already. So you can anticipate some of the speed of this game slowing down as we're going to, I suspect, see a lot of free throw appearances here in the first half. Rams into the forecourt with a basketball with 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. Pass over to the left side. Adams will go for another three. That one fails as well, and the long rebound. Pulled back down again by Stutes. Here's with the basketball remains Pleasant Ridge. They'll dump it over to the right side. Justin Johnson. The kick on top. A three. No. Rebound tipped out. Another offensive rebound for Pleasant Ridge. JCN getting no boards. Now the ball is going to be knocked away and saved underneath by the freshman, Andrew Baker. Baseball pass up the court is going to be slapped out of bounds. A heroic effort by Devin Stutes to get up the floor enough to get a finger on that ball. Knock it away at the baseline. It will come in to Jefferson County North. And now the official, for some reason, having a long conversation with Pleasant Ridge head coach Isaac Jaramillo. And he continues to visit with him for whatever reason. Charges will bring it in. It'll come out on top. Feldkamp. He'll dump it over to the right side. McAfee will handle it. Comes out to Caleb Worthington. Inside 3 minutes to go now in the opening quarter. McAfee drives to the baseline, and we've got contact, and we're going to get another foul called. This foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, Logan Buying. So we've got two fouls, Logan Buying, two fouls, Brayden Howard, Justin Johnson, Walker Adams, each with a foul. JCN will bring it in down to the baseline. Checking into the game for Pleasant Ridge is going to be Cameron Howard now. So Cameron comes into the game. 2:40 to play. And a cross-court pass stolen. Here comes Howard. Drive, shoots, and lays it up and in. Cameron Howard, a great job of anticipating the outlet pass. Got up there. And now JCN will go the length of the court. The driving lamp is going to be up and missed by the freshman. And then the rebound, the charges are going over the back. 2:26 to play in the first quarter. That is going to be the first foul by Grady Knoll, and JCN taking a timeout. This is, if you like up-tempo basketball, getting up and down the court, going the full length, you're going to love this. We got a long way to go. 2:26 to play in the first quarter here in Winchester. It's Pleasant Ridge 6, JCN 2.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
As we return, welcome back, everybody. Pleasant Ridge putting the ball in play. JCN will press up the floor. Walker Adams will bring it up. Go to the left side. Here's a long three. Shot and scored. Devin Stutes from deep in the left wing. And he will make it now 9-2. And we've got 2:05 still to play in the third. And the JCN up court pass is thrown away by Feldkamp. Chargers not getting any offense found. And kind of running into the trap of running with Pleasant Ridge, and that is hard to do because Ridge will get up and down the court. It'll be put in play in the backcourt for the Rams, and here they come. JCN making another substitution or two, as I see. So I got Calvin Manville out there, got Lawrence Pollard in the game for the Chargers. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. From the free throw line, the kick goes back. Here's a shot for three. Off the window! It wasn't close, but it comes off the glass, and Cameron Howard has five. It is now 12-2. JCN down double digits. Minute and a half to play in the opening quarter. Huge crowd on hand supporting both teams. The feet in the middle of Feldkamp. He will go in and shoot and get it off the window. And Brian Feldkamp will get his first field goal. It is 12-4. Back down court, there comes Pleasant Ridge. Devin Stutes handles it up topside. JCN in the 2-3 zone. But now they're going to flex that zone out a little further. They can take it way above the three-point ring. Round to the left side. Here's a very long three. It is up. It hits the rim. Goes completely up over the top of the backboard and over the back. And into the lineup now for the Chargers. Grady Noel will come back in. 1:03 to go in the first. And for the first time, Pleasant Ridge is going to drop back and not press full court on the inbound. Into the forecourt, with it will come Jeff North, Caleb Worthington over to the right side. Grady has it, kicks it down to the baseline, Feldkamp, deep in the corner, drives across the left-hand dribble, gets it to the free throw line. Back on the top, it'll come to Grady. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. The feed down to the baseline, in traffic, putting the shot up too hard. Rebound's going to be handled down by Feldkamp. He's backing in against three defenders. Scoop pass right into the hands of a defender. Throws it away, and that's a gimme on the other end. The bucket for Ridge by Devin Stutes, and we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break, get 25 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's now Ridge 14, Jeff North 4.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, as we come back, we got a little bookwork to do. First of all, as you heard the crowd roar, that was a three-point shot by Grady Noel, making it 12-7, and a long three by Ridge. No good, ends the opening quarter. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit of bookwork that we've got to fix to correct the line score as we go to the second quarter. But right now, first quarter here in Winchester is in the book. The score, Pleasant Ridge, 14, JCN 7.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. The correction that I'm making to my book, and just to let you know kind of what has transpired here, is we took a bit of a break 25 seconds ago in the first quarter, and I thought that the official had come over and was indicating a timeout having been called. Well, in fact, he comes over to the scores table and lets us know that there's a technical violation on the Pleasant Ridge bench. Not exactly sure what transpired, what brought that about, but that's the call, and that's what happened. So Ridge has one technical foul on the bench, and we go to the second quarter. It is a 14-7 lead for the Rams over JCN. And frankly, no better than JCN shot the ball. They're not in as bad a shape as they might be down seven. For Pleasant Ridge, five apiece for Cameron Howard and Devin Stutes, two each, Walker Adams and Braden Howard. And now the upcourt ball is going to be thrown away, and JCN will turn it over. We're just 10 seconds into the second quarter. Full court pressure applied by the Chargers on the inbound. Adams has the ball. Now they get over to the left side. That will be Cameron Howard. Comes back off on top. Justin Johnson. And we have a JCN foul. Official comes over. This whistle is going to be on Carson McAfee. Carson will have his first foul. And for the Chargers, now team foul five. Pleasant Ridge put up a lot of fouls very early. They've been sitting at six for a very, very long time now and have been able to not commit that seven. Here's Adams for the long three. Gets it. Walker Adams, his fifth point of the game. And it's, again, a double-digit lead at 17-7. For the second time today, Pleasant Ridge leads by 10. 7:20 to play in the opening half. Chase in with the player coming to the scorer's table, getting ready to make a change at the next dead ball opportunity. But right now, McAfee has it out on top near the center circle, swings it over to the left side. That's going to be Caleb Worthington. Leads off looking for Belkamp, and the skip pass is going to be stepped in front of him, stolen away. Here comes Johnson. He'll go down and up, and they'll call an offensive foul. Justin Johnson will have his second foul of the game. Seven oh one to go in the first half. And here comes JC. Now we're going to stop play for a minute. And we'll see what's happening here. Did we just have another violation on the bench? Yep. That is a second technical on the Pleasant Ridge bench. And now we're going to shoot at the other end of the court. And who's going to come up and put the free throws on the way for JCN? It's going to be Ryan Feldkamp. Feldkamp, pretty good free throw shooter. He's hit the first two tonight. Of course, he'll miss that one. As soon as you say that, you know, it's going to happen. 7:01 to go in the second quarter. Second free throw. Misses them both. And JC and have suffering some of the same problems they had up at work a few days ago, just having trouble getting any points on the board. They trail the ballgame right now, 17-7. Joseph back in the studio. Joseph, I know you've been working hard, make sure everything works, but I gotta tell you what, people have gotta understand the broad reach of CARE Radio in 93.7, and particularly in our sports, because there are fans coast to coast tuning in this game. In fact, I have it on the very best authority that we're being listened to in Massachusetts tonight. You know where Sandwich, Massachusetts is? Well, I don't either, but Mom Howard, Candace Howard, hope you're having a good time listening to your sons playing ball out here for Pleasant Ridge tonight. Their team is well out in front as they enjoy a 10-point lead, so I don't have any New England accent to share with you, but if you're having crab cakes tonight, think of me. They're a favorite, okay? 17-7. Free throw is up for JCN, and it's going to be good for Ryan Feldkamp. He'll hit that one. He's up there because of the first foul of the ballgame by Pleasant Ridge, Lucas Baying. And now returning for Pleasant Ridge, coming back into the game, we're going to get Bevan Stutes. So Ryan Feldkamp has 5 points. This one is on its way. That is 6. And it is now 17-9. Long way to go in this one. 6:50 to go in the first half. Ridge will feed the ball into the free throw line. Looking for the shot. They don't have it. They'll bring it back out on top. That'll be Devin Stutes with it. Skips it over to the right side of Walker Adams. He'll pull up, and he's not afraid to shoot that long three. That one will hit the back of the rim, and it's no good. And a battle for the rebound. We have a contact. We've got a whistle. We've got a jump ball call. Possession arrow points to Pleasant Ridge. And back into the ball game for Ridge is going to come. Cameron. It's going to be Cameron Howard back of the game. He'll take the inbound pass over to the right block, back out on top. They'll swing it to the left to Adams. Walker loses the handle, but fortunately for him, he's got a teammate right on the spot. Justin Johnson handles it, top of the key. They'll feed into the free throw line, and a 12-foot shot is up, and they're going to get a whistle waving off the shot. And we have contact prior to that. Whistle's going to be on Ryan Feldkamp. And for Ryan, it'll be foul number one. For JCN, it'll be that team foul 6 now. In it comes to Howard, back down to the baseline on the right side, Stutes. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball, they lead it. And 17-9, the feed to the free throw line. The kick back out on top, knifing in, one-handed runners up and no good. Rebound will be hauled down by the Chargers. JC, and they get accosted in the backcourt. And finally, the foul is going to be called. Official's going to come over to the scorer's table. We'll see against whom it is being called. The foul is going to be on Walker, and it will be his second foul. So for Pleasant Ridge, you got a little bit of foul trouble. You got two fouls spoken by, two on Justin Johnson, two on Brayton Howard, and now two on Walker Adams. Oh, and two on the Pleasant Ridge bench. Here's the first free throw. It is up, and it is perfect. Caleb Worthington will have his first point of the evening. Out of the game for Jeff North will come Andrew Baker, and checking into the lineup, that is going to be Cole Burke. So Burke will be on the left side of the lane. On the right side is going to be Belkamp. In the backcourt will be Grady and Carson Worthington. As the second free throw is up, and it will be short for Caleb Worthington, and the rebound is on the floor. Saved by the Chargers. Now Belkamp will turn it over, and they're going to say he gets fouled. The foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, Devin Stoots. He will have now his first, and JCN is well into the double bonus with still a long way to play in this opening half. And the free throw line could be a huge ally for the Chargers here. And free throw by Belkamp is way short. Returning to the game for Jeff North is going to be Calvin Manville. Belkamp's second free throw. It's in. So Ryan Belkamp's been kind of hit and miss at the free throw line. He is 3 of 6 here in the second quarter. And has 7 points now this evening. It is 17-11. JCN battling back at the free throw line. And now we have the official stopping play. And we've got blood on one of the Pleasant Ridge players. You got a maybe a nosebleed or something. I don't know exactly what's going on. Oh, I see it on his shoulder. I don't know where else we might see it. And the official's going to stop play. And they're going to get him attended to. Here we go. Nothing serious. I'm sure he'll be back out of the court in very short order. A quick three. Set sail. A little too strong. And an offensive rebound under the rim. Pleasant Ridge is going to recover the basketball and reset their offense. 5.5 to go in the opening half. Here's another long three. Set sail. That one's going to rattle home. Pleasant Ridge loves the long shot. That's the second one of the game for Devin Stoots. And as he picks up his 8 point of the game, we get a timeout. Taking a break with the Rams at 5:32 to go in the opening half. Ridge 20. Jeff North 11.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
It's good to have you along with us here this evening on Care Radio. Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, where it is King and Queen Courts Night. So we've got that coming up at the halftime of the guys' game. So that's what they've elected to do, Joseph. You may be aware that halftime could be a little longer. So we'll deal with that as we get to that point. JC with the basketball, and the defense by Pleasant Ridge is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it is aggressive. It is full contact. Here's a three for JCN is up and missing. And back into the ball game for Pleasant Ridge. Coming out of the rebound is going to be Brayden Howard. The outlet quickly down the court over to the left side. The jump shot is up for the long two. It's missing. And Belkamp will clear it down. And JCN will run the other way. Now Belkamp is going to have it stripped out of his hands, but saved it deftly underneath. And the shot is up by Lawrence Pollard. No good. Rebounding it is Grady. He'll go 15 and hit it. Brady Noel with his 5th point of the ball game, and JCN creeps closer. It is 20-13. Now Brayden Howard dumps it over to the right side, and Ridge will reset his offense. It's in the hands of Logan Bang, and he will run the club from the point, backing all the way out to near center circle. JCN staying with the 2-3 zone, but again, flexing, particularly the top two, way, way, way. I mean, we're talking a couple, 3 steps above the 3-point circle. Because they know, leaving undefended shooters, and Pleasant Ridge has great shooters, leaving them all alone, they're going to take some shots. Here's a feeder out to the left side, and a long three, way off the mark, rebounding it down. It's going to be Pollard. Here comes Jeff North. Chargers a run, drive, shoot, miss the driving layup. And on the rebound underneath, we're going to have another Pleasant Ridge foul. And I'm going to tell you what, Braden Howard knows it's on him. He doesn't look left. He doesn't look right. He just walks straight over to the bench saying, "Coach, I know you're going to take me out of here." That'll be his third foul of the first half. Still with 3:57 to go in the second quarter. At the free throw line for JCN will come Calvin Manville. Calvin, a sophomore on this team. His first free throw of the night. Rolls and rolls, and it goes in. It flirted with falling away, but it goes down. Pleasant Ridge is going to take Braden Howard, and also they're going to take Logan Buying out of the game, make a couple of substitutions. We'll pick them up as we go. Justin Johnson, by the way, is back in. They've got him cleaned up, and he's good to go. Second free throw rolls, and it'll go in as well. So both free throws for Calvin are good, and now it's 20-15, and JCN has cut the gap to 5. They've trailed by as many as 10 a couple of times tonight. Here's the feed over to the left side. The three-pointer, nope. Rebound tipped out. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be Ramball. Another long three taken by Walker Adams. He is a good shooter, and he is very willing to take that shot. And he's got the most remarkable bright blue shoes. Here's the inbound. Howard for three, and the high arcing shot is up and good. Count that bucket for Cameron Howard, his second three of the evening, and he's got 8. Chasey and feeds underneath Belkamp for 2. Ryan Belkamp makes it now 23-17. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball into the forecourt. They'll dish it over to the right side. Adams comes back out on top, stepping into the free throw line. Now over to Howard on the left wing. Look away pass into the lane, and we've got a push and a JCN foul. That will put them on the line for the 1-1. Committee of the foul for JC, and it's going to be Carson Worthington, and I've got him for 3. Worthington coming out of the game. JC is going to bring Cole Burke back in. Front half of the 1-1. It's up and in. And with that bucket, Logan Buying for Pleasant Ridge will have his first point of the evening. 24-17 now. 3:08 to play. Second quarter, second free throw. Perfect. Logan Buying with 2. And JCN into the forecourt. They'll work around to the left side. That's going to be Calvin Manville getting it over to Belkamp. Now back out top side. It's going to be Grady Knoll. Grady dumps it over to the right edge. McAfee handles it there. Back out on top. JCN's working and trying to flex the defense. It's on the floor once. Kick back to the right side. And no good look at the rim as Pleasant Ridge in the 2-3 also. Pass comes out on top, and it's going to be batted. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off JCN. Well defended by Pleasant Ridge and Devin Stutes. Say what Pleasant Ridge has got. They've got some athletic kids, but what they really, really, really got, they got some kids who hustle. I mean, they are after it constantly. They are relentless. 2.5 to go in the half. Down court with the basketball. Little hook pass to the left, and an easy layup is missed, and we're going to get a foul call coming over the back will be Andrew Baker. So Baker comes over the top and picks up his first foul of the evening, and coming to the free throw line, Pleasant Ridge, and Justin Johnson looking for his first point of the game. He eyes it up, squares, shoots. It won't quite go in for him. He'll have one more shot coming here. Justin Johnson, one of the seniors on this team. Pleasant Ridge, in fact, starts all seniors. Second free throw. It does not go in either, but an offensive rebound by Logan Buying. And the Rams are going to control the basketball. Over to the right side, it'll be Devin Stutes. Tries to drive in, pushes off with a free hand. No foul called. Comes back out on top. Here's Howard for another three. That one does not drop it. Belkamp comes down with a rebound. Did he get fouled? He did. As you can tell, I've got a lot of Ridge fans in my neighborhood sitting here. That'll be foul number 2 by Devin Stutes. And with 2:18 to go in the opening half, we will walk once again to the JCN end of the court where Ryan Belkamp, who is 5 of 8 tonight, where he will come up for a couple of more free throws as JCN has been in the double bonus for quite some time now. First one is good. Chargers will bring Caleb Worthington back in, and Andrew Baker, the big freshman, comes out. He's been visited with by head coach Tanya Kramer. Freshman getting some valuable PT and lessons here tonight. Second free throw is also good. Ryan Feldkamp. It is now 25-19. Jaycean staying within a half a dozen. And we've got 2:15 to play in the first half. As the game wears on, and I think this is part of why you see how Pleasant Ridge, A, dropped to that zone defense, and B, they're being much less aggressive offensively the last couple, three trips up the court now, because they find themselves with a lot of fouls, and their bench not deep enough to sustain that. Here's a three-point shot that misses, and the rebound down, back on top, the straightaway three. Rimmed, no, and a rebound saved underneath by Grady. Grady Nolan coming up with a basketball, and here comes Jefferson, County North. A pull-up jumper for two, won't go down for Caleb Worthington. JCN continues to be pretty cold, and as they come into the forecourt, head coach Isaac Jaramillo tells his team, okay, guys, slow down. Let's run this offense, okay? Minute 20 to go in the first half. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball, leading it here by six. The shot in the middle, it's going to be up and good. Devin Stoops for two. 27-19. And we got a minute five left. Here's a three for McAfee. No. Rebound underneath. The follow shot. Feldkamp, no. And on the rebound, it'll be wrested free by Pleasant Ridge. Coming down with it. Buying. They're driving to the lane. Skip pass over to the right side. Adams thought about the shot. Does it. Now kicks it off on top. Logan Buying will slow it down. Cross court it comes. Walker. He will be happy to shoot that three, and he will drain it. Walker Adams will have his second three of the evening, and it's now 30-19. And as quickly as that, Chasin with his largest deficit of the night. And now, Ridge will come up with a steal. Up the floor with a basketball and weaving it over to the right side. It's going to be Logan Buying. 20 seconds left in the half. Pleasant Ridge will get the final shot before intermission. Coach Jaramillo is on his feet. He's got to be careful. He's way across the coaching box line, and he's already gotten two technicals so far tonight. Here's the drive in. The runner misses. JCN comes down. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The half-court shot not close, and we've come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Winchester, Kansas. We're at the break. It's Pleasant Ridge 30, Jefferson County North 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Good to have you along with us here in Winchester, Kansas, where at halftime, Pleasant Ridge leads by 11. It is their largest advantage of the game, and they have led throughout the night. Recapping the first half scoring, first of all, for the Rams. Double digits already for Devin Stoops. He's got 10 hot on his heels. Both Cameron Howard and Walker Adams with 8 apiece. And Logan Buying and Braden Howard each with 2. For Jefferson County North, leading his team and leading all scorers so far in the game, Ryan Feldkamp with 11. And of those 11, he has 7 of them at the free throw line, where he is 7 of 11. Following him, 5 for Grady Noel off the bench, 2 in the first half for Calvin Manville, and Caleb Worthington with 1. So for JCN, 12 first-half points from their starters. Hey, stick around. Second half's going to be absolutely thrilling, and I'm going to be able to enjoy the King and Queen of Court celebration here at Jefferson County North tonight, where they will crown their winter royalty. That said, while I'm enjoying this, you're going to be able to enjoy halftime here on Care Radio. Intermission score. Pleasant Ridge 30, Jeff North 19. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Key Radio Sports Studio, and, well, he's like royalty right there.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we have a heck of a sports schedule for you. Coming up tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoon, we've got the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Baker. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then on Tuesday, we've got Valley Falls at Pleasant Ridge with the girls game scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right after 7. And on Wednesday, we return back to Benedictine College as the Ravens will play host to Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a few minutes with a look around the Northeast Kansas area with the scores as I have them.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around Northeast Kansas, we've got some finals in some girls' games. In the ACCHS McLouth game, it was ACCHS on top, 41-14. Nemaha Central beat Royal Valley with the Nemaha Central girls at 45 to Royal Valley's 29. In the Marhill Mount Academy Oskaloosa game, it was of course Marhill Mount Academy at 45, Oskaloosa 26. And taking a look at the Hiawatha-Horton game, it was Hiawatha on top in the girls' game 36 to Holton's 28. in boys games in action. Right now I've got the halftime score in the Axtell Washington City game. It was Washington County. It was Axtell 26, Washington County 14. And in the final it was Centralia 73 to Valley Heights 51. We'll be back with a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a couple of moments.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 53. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 11. Highs around 30 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Mainly sunny Sunday with daytime highs approaching 32. 53 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And from the Care Country Sports Studios, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. And we're sitting at 25.7 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 54%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.24 inches of mercury. Our dew point is 11 degrees Fahrenheit, and it feels like 18 out there. Taking a look around the area, right now, Oskaloosa checking in at 26, Horton 25, with Leavenworth at 28. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's game between Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge. The Rams lead as we go to the third quarter, 30-19. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producer, engineer, and all-around take-care-of-whatever-needs-done guy. Tom Calcutta here in the gymnasium as Rich on defense. JC will put the ball in play to get the second half underway. Here's kind of what it shakes out as. For Pleasant Ridge, keeping out of big foul trouble. Hey, a three is up and good for JCM's Caleb Worthington. For Pleasant Ridge, keeping the guys out of foul trouble because they've got three on one and two each on four others. For JCN getting points, and right there was a step toward that, as it is now 30-22. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three, Walker Adams. Nope. Rebound pulled down by, how about Andrew Baker, the big freshman earning a start here tonight, and he is a big guy in there, providing JCN a little extra size. Charges with the basketball, and Pleasant Ridge is not going to come out in that player defense. They're going to come out in that 2-3 little flexing zone. And now the pass across court. We get a whistle. We got a foul. Foul is going to be on Justin Johnson, and he will be the second Pleasant Ridge player to pick up a third foul. 6:48 to go in the third quarter, and Johnson will come out with three fouls, but still in the game with three fouls is going to be Braden Howard. Checking in for Pleasant Ridge, we will find Lucas Buying. So Lucas is going to be a sophomore out of the court with those seniors. The officials telling Coach Jaramillo to stay in his coaching box and quit pulling his ear because Coach Jaramillo has been working pretty hard. He's already drawn two technicals so far tonight. Here's the pass, comes out on top. JC with the basketball. Back over to the left side. It'll go. Taken by Caleb Worthington. Carson, right now to McAfee. Deep in the right corner goes. Long cross-court pass. JC and trying to work that zone a little bit. See if they can wear him down. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 30-22. Pass comes back out on top. JC on left side to McAfee. Into the corner to Feldkamp. Back out on top. They're working it side to side. The skip pass to the free throw line. Back out will come to Feldkamp. Out on top, bit of a head fake, no shot taken. Feldkamp will go for a three now. And a rebound, and over the top, no foul call that time. Rebounding up the court with it will come Pleasant Ridge. 5:55 to go in the third. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball. On the round side, it's going to be Lucas Buying. Kicks it over the left to Adams. Back to Buying out on top. 5:45 to go. And Pleasant Ridge, for a team that was so aggressive early, has really put this thing in the icebox here in the second half. Skip pass to the free throw line with a 15-footer and rims out no good. And a rebound pulled down by Jeff North. Coming down with the basketball is going to be Carson Worthington. He will drive coast to coast, shot up and missing. And on the rebound, a jump ball call possession to Pleasant Ridge. 5:27 to play in the third quarter. Rams with a basketball and here they come. Going to be Devin Stutes. Picked up on a little double team. Look away pass over to the right side. Back up to Stutes. He'll cross it to center, skips it over to Walker Adams. He'll launch another three that also rims out. Nice offensive board, and the putback is good for Stoops. And he continues to lead his team in scoring now at a dozen. 32-22. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The scoring in the second half has not been as hurried as it was early in the game. Chargers have it on the left side. It's thrown away, but going to be recovered to the backcourt. And then snoozing on the upcourt play and then picking up a foul, JCM. Carson Worthington was just kind of leisurely chasing the ball down the floor, taking his time. And a defender was like, you know what? I'll hurry up. I want that ball more than you do. And he took it from him. And then Worthington commits a foul. So Carson in trouble now with four, and he's out of the game. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. 10-point lead for Pleasant Ridge. They'll feed it over to the right side. Howard has it. Goes down to the baseline. The feed in the middle again. Loose ball. Picked back up. Turning, spinning, shooting, and scoring. How about that? Braden Howard has four. 34-22. And leading it by a dozen now. It is the largest Pleasant Ridge lead of the game. 4:19 to go in a very low scoring third quarter. And with their big lead, Pleasant Ridge is probably really satisfied with that scoring pace. McAfee tries to drive in, and there's a forearm and picks up the foul. So for Carson, it'll be foul number two. 4:07 to go. Which is going to. It will be Pleasant Ridge basketball near midcourt. And they bring it into Adams. He'll go right back with it to Logan Buying. Adams to Buying. Both teams are staying in that zone. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. Back over to the left. 18-footer. It's going to be up and good. A couple of more points. Devin Stutz, and he's rolling them up tonight. He's at 14 now, and it's 36-22. JC and down some 14 points with 3:45 to play. Chargers out top side with it. Over to the left, that's Grady Knoll. Feeds in the middle, and the ball is knocked away. What's the call here? We get a foul. A foul on Pleasant Ridge, and that will be three on Devin Stutz. But for Ridge, again, we're now in the second half of the third quarter. And they have three guys with three fouls apiece, but they've done a nice job of not letting anybody get in deep trouble. J.C. and has one guy in deep trouble. Carson Worthington with four. Here's a baseline shot for three. Air ball way too strong. And rebounding it back down. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Ridge with the basketball, and they are utilizing the big lead they generated early in the game to set and dictate the tempo of the game now. And we're going to get a J.C. and foul. Reaching in to try to steal it away. It'll be foul number two by Grady Knoll. No. That was on 20? Hang on just a minute. I'm going to see against whom. It's going to be on two, not 20. It's going to be on Caleb. 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass into the middle of the lane. Back out on top. They're working around to the left side. Ridge doing a nice job. Now the 12-foot runner. It's up and in. Two more for Devin Stutz, and he is now at 16. 38-22, and J.C. and coming up court with it. We get a timeout? Yes. Chargers taking the timeout. We're going to take it along with them. At 2 minutes and 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Timeout of the court. It is Pleasant Ridge 38, Jeff North 22.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Two minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. And what we've got is an assistant coach for Pleasant Ridge who's stepped well beyond assistant coaching boundaries here. As an official, there we go. He's asking to leave. That is the best thing that could have happened right there for everyone concerned. Here we go, 2:45 to go. As an official, it is very clear. You will listen to the head coach, but the assistant coach is not going to have the latitude, and that's just how it is. Here's a three-point shot. JCN is up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Pleasant Ridge basketball. 2.5 to go. 38-22. Pleasant Ridge with the ball, with the lead. JCN is going to press a little bit on the up court. The lob pass down the right side, handled by Howard. Back to the left. Here's a three. Launched in and out. Almost goes down, and we get a foul on the look at the rebound. Official's going to come over, and 42, that's going to be Lucas Fang, who's in off the bench for the Rams, picking up that foul. 2:16 to go. JCN on offense. They'll come out on top. Worthington. Back over to the left side. It's going to go to Grady Knoll. Now they'll feed to the free throw line. Hammering the ball in there. It's going to be Lawrence Pollard. JCN back out on top. They got some new talent out on the floor with Connor Kearns, a sophomore. Driving in. Feldkamp running shot wide to the right side. And the rebound is on the floor. Diving for the ball. We've got contact. We've got players all over. They're going to call a jump ball. Minute 40 to go. Here in the third, and it'll be JCN ball coming off the jump. Skip pass will come out on top, and Caleb will handle it. Back over to the right side it comes. Grady Knoll. Now the feet underneath. Feldkamp. Back out on top. The three. Set sail and missing. Rebound tipped out. Pull back down. JCN. The finger rolls up and in. Count that bucket for Connor Kearns. His first point tonight. Minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Adams. Will drive. Pull up the easy jump shot. It's going to be too soft. Rebounding it down. Feldkamp. He'll come up court with it. Dump it over to the right side. Grady Knoll into the middle. The feed underneath. Pollard has the shot rejected. And a rebound. Pulled back down by Brayden Howard. Howard coming up the floor with it himself. Drops the shoulder. And they're going to call a blocking foul in the middle. Foul is going to be on. JC has Caleb Worthington, and he will have picked up his third foul of the game. And for the Chargers, it'll be team foul four. Is that team foul four of the second half? Pleasant Ridge has fallen way off. They've not picked up the fouls that they did early. Here's a shot. Howard off the window and good. Brayden Howard has six. And it's now 40-24. JC has not scored in a while. Down to the right side. Feldkamp thinking about the three. Then passes up the shot. They'll go in the middle of Lawrence. Pollard back out on top to Grady. Back over to the left side. That's going to be Kearns. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. 16-point Pleasant Ridge lead here. Grady, no, back over to the left side. JCN working the outside, but finding no room in the middle. The feet underneath. Feldkamp up. No. Follows it up. No. Missing 2-point blank layups. And the rebound pulled down by the Rams. Coming down the court, running layup is going to be up and in. Adams with 10, and it's now 42-24. And on the other end of the floor, a slip and a travel, and it comes back to the Rams. So Caleb Worthington losing his footing a little bit. Grady Knoll will come out. Calvin Manville into the lineup for coach. 4 seconds left in the third. Pleasant Ridge, and a JCN player falls to the floor again. Here's a good look, and hits it at the buzzer. Long three-point shot to a Logan Buying, and all the momentum and a big lead belong to Pleasant Ridge as we go to the fourth quarter. We got a timeout on the court after three in Winchester. Pleasant Ridge 45, Jeff North 24.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas, where we are set to go to the fourth quarter and Pleasant Ridge cruising to a win here tonight over JCN. And they're going to revenge a little bit. They lost back in December to this Charger team. But for Pleasant Ridge tonight, they have played outstanding. They have played full speed. There's been great hustle. There's been aggressive play. They've shot the ball well. And they lead now by 21 going to the fourth quarter, and they will have the ball in play to begin the fourth. Here we go. It comes in to Logan Buying. JCN has shifted back to its player defense now, and ball comes out on top. They'll swing it around to the left side. And the foul problems that Pleasant Ridge found themselves facing have pretty much evaporated. Here's a pass underneath to Howard, who goes up and in and right through the freshman. The bucket is good by Braden Howard, and he's got eight. 47-24. Here's a shot by Pollard, missing. And rebounding it back down, Pleasant Ridge. They come up the floor, and Adams falls, steps on the ball, falls to the ground again. JCN will pick up the loose ball and come up the court with it. It's over to the left side to Caleb. Baseline shot up, missing. Rebound underneath, and it'll come up to Pleasant Ridge. And now we've got a whistle at the backcourt, and I suspect a JCN foul. Foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Cole Burke. There you go. Cole Burke picking up a foul. Back up court, the other end, driving lane is up and missing, and rebounding it down is going to be JC, and coming up with the basketball is Calvin Manville. Calvin comes up with the ball, and up court with it they will come. With 6:40 to go in the game, leading it by a massive number. Here's a shot up off the window, no good, and a rebound cleared down. Rams have the basketball. Up by some 23 points with 6.5 to play in the game. JCN on the verge of suffering back-to-back defeats, the last game against Wharton, and now tonight with Pleasant Ridge. Here's a feed over to the right block. Braden Howard has it inside, and they're going to say he got fouled. The whistle is going to be on Andrew Baker, and the freshman will have his second foul of the 6:20 left in the game. Ridge with the basketball, drives to the left side, stops, kicks back out on top. Adams will launch, and that was about 3 feet too long. Rebounding it down, it's going to be JCN. Chargers come down the court, dish right, layup missed. Rebounding it down, Rams. 6 minutes to go. Back over to the left side. Walker Adams goes in, has his shot blocked, and there's going to be a foul call. Fisher coming to the scorer's table and lets us know that it is on Connor Kearns. Connor picking up his first foul this evening. Coming to the free throw line, Pleasant Ridge, and Walker Adams is going to step up there. He's got 10 points tonight. This free throw fails, rolls wide to the left side. For JC, and we're going to get Grady Knoll back in the game. Lawrence Pollard into the lineup, and in for the first time tonight. We will see. I don't know. Free throw, up and in. So the second by Adams does score. He's got 11, and it is 48-24. Charges with the basketball over to the right side. Out on top of the Kearns, down the feet, in the middle. The shot is up. Bellkamp can't hit it. About 2 feet away. Baseball pass to the other end. Walker Adams loses it, throws it back into the field of play, hoping to get it to a teammate. It'll be taken away by the Chargers. JCN brings it up the court. The feed comes into the middle. Lawrence will turn and shoot. He can't hit it from about 8. And back up with the coach. Pleasant Ridge, 5:20 to go. Teams now, both teams just coming down the floor, missing shots, taking a lot of shots. Here's a shot underneath. That won't miss it. It's going to be up and good by Howard. He'll hit the bucket, draw the foul, and come to the free throw line. I suspect the foul is, yes, going to be on Feldkamp. It'll be his second. And Braden Howard has 10 points. This free throw will make it 11. And now it's runaway time for Pleasant Ridge. We're taking a break. Rams taking a timeout. Full break with 5:14 to go in the game. Leading 50-24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio. 5:14 to go in the ball game. Just doing a little bit of background work here, so you'll have to pardon me. I've taken a moment, and the associate coach, or the assistant coach for Pleasant Ridge, Wallace Judge, he is a professional basketball player, played at Rutgers. Here's a shot up for JCN, no good. Rebound down the other end of the court, and a layup is going to be up and good. No, they're going to wave it off and say a foul having occurred on the floor prior to the shot. And now I suspect it is going to be the one plus. The foul is going to be on JCN's Calvin Manville. So Calvin's picking up the foul. Wallace Judge played his freshman and sophomore seasons at Kansas State, then transferred to Rutgers, played his final 2 years of eligibility, went undrafted in the 14 NBA draft, and then went to Italy and played Victoria Pesario. And then he played in Argentina, Finland, Israel, and Italy. So has apparently come back to Kansas. Here's a shot from the outside for the Chargers. It's up and no good. And the rebound underneath by JCN. And looks got kind of a wrestling takedown hold in the middle. We get a, finally, the official makes a jump ball call. 51-24 for a major score with 4:44 to go in the game. Looking to come inside. They'll bring it back out on top instead. 4:43 left. JC with the basketball. It's an insurmountable lead. The shot is up. It was all turned by the defensive play in the middle, but JC comes down with a rebound, comes back out on top to McAfee. He'll drive around to the left, pushes off of the free hand. He got an offensive foul for that a moment ago, and his driving shot here will miss. Rebound to get down is going to be Pleasant Ridge. Ridge has not exhibited a great depth of bench here this evening. I suspected leading it by nearly 30 with 4 minutes to go, they would have reached it a little more deeply than this, but they have the, I think maybe the starting five out there? No, four of the starting five. They have one substitute in the game. Cameron is in there now, and the Chargers are going to steal it away. Here comes JC into McAfee into the forecourt. He will go all the way down to the baseline and lose the ball at the end, and it'll come back in again to Pleasant Ridge. 3:50 to go in the game. It will be Pleasant Ridge basketball coming in from the backcourt. And here they come into the forecourt. Down the right side, it's going to be Cameron Howard. Cameron's going to pull up for the long three. Too strong. Rebound is going to be off someone's head and go out of bounds, and it will be Ridge basketball. Jay Dean is going to bring Caleb Worthington back into the game. 3:40 to play. 51-24 Rams out front. They are about ready to go to 11-2 in the conference and 14-3 on the season. Back out top side. The feed over to the left. Pleasant Ridge goes down to the baseline. Chargers trapped there. They'll bring it back off on top. Howard fades away, would like to take the shot, then pulls it back down, dumps it back over to the left side. Going to be Lucas Buying with it. Back again to Howard, it'll come. 3:10 to go. Pleasant Ridge showing patience. Now a drop of the shoulder, the shot goes up, too strong. Belkamp rebounds it down, and he throws a little forearm, and let's see where that foul is going to go. it will be a third foul on Lucas Buying for Pleasant Ridge. So Ridge will pick up a foul. It'll be team foul four. But Jason has picked up all the fouls in the second half. There's a three from the left side. It's up and good. Caleb Worthington will have his second three of the game. And back up the floor, Ridge from the baseline. There's a three from deep in the right corner. It is now 54-27. 2.5 left. Skip pass over to the left side. Chargers for another three that hits the back of the backboard and goes out of bounds. You're on the left side, and the shot goes up, and it's not very close. 2:28 to play. Pleasant Ridge will have the ball in. They'll bring it up the court, drive it down the right side, and facing quickly back down, and they're going to stay with that little zone, I suspect. 2:15 to go. Pass in the middle, and Coach Jaramillo taking a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break. 2:14 to play. It's all Pleasant Ridge. Rams 54, Chargers 27.
Want to own a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Good to have you back with us as we return. Pleasant Ridge puts the ball in play and a quick travel call and back up the floor with it will come JC in 2 minutes to go. Ridge with a huge lead. Now the pass to the middle is going to be stolen away with the Rams. Outlet down the right side. Shot is going to be stripped away and lost and knocked out of bounds. Going to come back in once again. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul. I thought it was just stripped away, but they're going to call a foul. And Pleasant Ridge coming to the free throw line. First one is going to be good. Minute 57 left here as the second free throw is good as well, and it is now 56-27. Tomorrow here on Cure Radio, already Saturday, and that means it's Benedictine basketball. You can come up and catch it. It is senior day in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine is going to be playing host to Baker University. A little back door in the shot for Jason will not go in for Connor Kearns. Rebounding it down, Pleasant Ridge with 1.5 left. You'll hear us on Cure Radio with the ladies' game as a 2 o'clock tip-off. The guys' game anticipated about 4. Here's a layup up and no good, and they're going to be a foul call to JC and with 1:27 to go. Foul is going to be on Grady. It'll be his second. And Ridge back at the free throw line. So Raven basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio. Then next week, we're going to be down at Pleasant Ridge watching the same Rams team. They're going to be with Valley Falls. They're trying to run Lucas Buying back into the game. And second free throw is not going to be good. He was going in for the, apparently he didn't realize he was going in for the shooter. JCN comes up court with it. The dish left. McAfee for three. Can't get it to fall. And we're going to get a foul that will put Carson McAfee at the free throw line for 3 shots. And he'll be looking for his first points of the night. 56-27. The sophomore's first one is up and good. Next Thursday, Benedictine will be home. Or rather, Wednesday, they're going to be home again. Wednesday at home. And then a week from tomorrow, final game of the regular season for Benedictine will be with them at Park. So the season moving along quickly. You heard Coach Moody on Sports Look Thursday evening, talking about the format and how, in order to get through the conference tournament and have all of that done before the national tournament, the schools have had to push back the end or push ahead, make earlier the end of the season. And so the Ravens end the regular season on the 19th. Here's a foul on JCN's Grady Noel. It'll be three for Grady. And Pleasant Ridge coming back to the free throw line with a minute 11 to go. Free throw here. It's up and in. That'll be Keston Walker. One more shot coming on its way. Rattles around and it'll go in. Keston with two. 58-30. And we've got a minute to play. JC in with it on the right side. They have brought Eli Weiser in. So Eli getting a little varsity time, the freshman. The feet to the free throw line and a pass underneath off the hand of Andrew Baker is going to be stolen away. And Ridge coming up the court with it. We'll see what coach asks them to do, if they're going to pursue scoring, if they're going to burn the time down with 45 seconds left. They will attack the basket, and the shot in the middle is going to be up and good. It is now 60-30 with 35 seconds to go. Chargers to the right side, baseline three, off the mark, rebounding it down is Pleasant Ridge. Now the team coach is not on his feet. He's not got anything to say. His players are up there telling the kids to not shoot it, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Pleasant Ridge 60, JCN 30, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. Let's recap the scoring in this one here tonight. First of all, for Pleasant Ridge, it was Bank of Atchison Player of the Game, Devin Stutes, who led the way with 16 points. It was 11 apiece for Walker Adams and Braden Howard. 8 points tonight for Cameron Howard. It drops then to Logan Buying with five. And Moran, three. Buying, three. Keston Walker with two. For JCN, one player got to double digits. That was Ryan Feldkamp. He had 11. Had 11 at halftime. Did not score in the second half. And of his 11, seven of them came at the free throw line. Following him, it was a seven-point game for Caleb Worthington. Five for Grady Noel. You had Carson McAfee hitting three free throws late. And then two apiece for Calvin Manville and Connor Kearns. So with that, there we go. JCN moves to 10-3 in a conference and 12-5 overall. Pleasant Ridge advances to 11-2. They are 14-3. Opening game of the night, it was also a win for Pleasant Ridge as they take a road sweep here this evening. Pleasant Ridge winning in the first game, 36-18 over JCN. And once again, tomorrow night, Raven basketball, tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Raven basketball. Ladies at 2, guys at 4. Benedictine playing host to Baker up in the Nolan Gym. Come on up and watch him. Tune him in here on Care Radio. Till then, we want to thank you for having joined us. For Joseph, producer, engineer, kind of handyman, guy who's like incredible with a soldering iron. He's our guy. Joseph, back in the studio. Thanks very much. Tom Counts with you here in the gymnasium. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.